Hi, everybody. This is Alan, and we're with Congressman Peter Welch, one of my favorite people, Democrat at Vermont at large, the only one in Vermont in office since 2007. So, Peter, did you watch the debate?
I did, and I thought Hillary really did a great job.
Are you just saying that because you're a Democrat, or are you
no,
saying, yeah?
You know, here, I think two things. Number one, I watched the debate, and I had a reaction to that. And then number two, this morning, I really had a more powerful reaction when I was hearing so many of the Trump clips and the Hillary clips. I thought last night what happened was that Donald Trump actually started strong when he was attacking trade and holding Hillary accountable. But I think after that, there was a point where the debate turned and Hillary just really maintained a pretty calm direct demeanor, nothing patronizing at all. But she was definitely sort of ignoring the verbal barrage, the word salads that Trump was spewing out of his mouth, and just not being affected by it at all, and coming back with pretty sensible answers and not just plunging into attacking Donald. So I thought she was effective. She looked like she was in control. She was prepared. And she really did display that she has a temperament to bear the responsibilities of being president.
You know, there's... I'm sorry. Go ahead, please.
Well, and then, you know, Trump is it's this astonishing development that a man who doesn't have any developed policy ideas, who won't turn over his tax returns, whose campaign has been run essentially with a great skill that he has on Twitter and a great skill that he has at demeaning definitions of his opponents, got to the place where he's at. But the sense I had last night was that the entertainment value of that has really diminished. It's played its course. And we're getting to the point where the American people are having to come to terms with who's going to be able to provide some stability and security. And there's nothing in Trump's delivery last night that indicated that he's grown as a candidate. Most people, that when they're in campaigns, they really start to grow. They start out with their, you know, issues, and they feel their way. But you can see a development over time in their character, and that's for all most candidates. Donald Trump is using the same tactics and the same bombast today that he started out using early in the Republican primary.
You know, I agree with you. I think that that's such a very important point that you're making, in that he debated effectively with all of his Republican opponents under a set of rules in the Republican primaries, and he won. And now, because he won there, he's expecting to come on and do the same thing in these presidential debates, and I don't think he makes it. A, the audience isn't the same. There's a very small percentage of people vote in Republican primaries. But I have to say, he is 50-50 with Hillary right now. It's scary to many of us. Who are these people? Where are they coming from? You got an answer?
Well, they're Americans. They're our neighbors. They're our friends. I mean, these are people that I think Hillary should be reaching out to. The fact is, in this, we all know is true, that the economy has recovered from the collapse of 08, but not for everybody. And in fact, most people really haven't had a wage increase, stagnant wages, a long time. You know, it's not just older people who are facing insecure retirements, but younger people are starting out with a mountain of debt from their student loans. So these are real problems, real challenges, and the question is not whether these people, who are they, it's how do we help them address the challenges that they really face. And a lot of these challenges, by the way, have been created by bad policies. You know, we let student debt get way out of hand. Some of these trade agreements were not good. You know, NAFTA, we lost many, many jobs. So I think that the challenge for Hillary is to show real respect for people, even if they're not going to vote for her, because she's president. She's president of all Americans, and it's her job to demonstrate real respect, whether the Trump people will vote for her or they won't.
So she made a big mistake when she deprecated the people who were for Trump not that long ago.
Well, the deplorables comment, yeah, was a big mistake. you know, it's fine to deplore positions, but you know, there's a lot of complex issues. Everybody has their challenges, and the challenges that a lot of folks who are supporting Trump are very, very real, and they've got a legitimate claim on a government that will pay attention to their concerns. And so putting it in the basket of deplorables was a mistake, yes. And I think Hillary knows that. I don't think it's what she meant to convey. And I think she's finding her footing again.
So, you know, this is a very close election. Do you have an Excedrin headache if you consider the possibility that Trump may be the president?
I do. You know, I think it's very dangerous because there's been a continuum in policy on certain things that we agree on, like national security. And Trump is talking about getting rid of, basically putting into question our NATO commitments. There's been, I think, a recent awareness that these huge tax cuts in the George Bush years that went to the very wealthy are a bad idea. And Trump is saying he wants to do more of that. And that would be, I think, devastating to the economy. By the way, the irony here, too, is that when you just take a chart and show job growth and income growth and expansion of wealth during Republican versus Democratic administrations, and that includes Democratic administrations where some taxes did go up, employment was up, incomes were up, profits were up, far more than under Republican trickle-down policy. So that is really important. The other thing about Trump that I just don't understand, I've never really been, you know, I ran for the state Senate. And when I was running for the state Senate long ago, the people I was running against actually had policy ideas. And we'd debate and we'd disagree. But they actually had some notion that running for public office included developing policy positions, not just Twitter phrases. And you've seen, and this I think astonishes a lot of people, Trump has not seen it to be necessary to really develop policy positions. And he's changing the rules of politics, and I don't see that as changing for the better.
Just to wrap this up, are you suggesting that, because a lot of people are whispering in my ear and saying, you know, if this guy gets elected, all these years of so-called democracy in America are out the window and we're entering into a new form of fascism. Is that too strong?
It's too strong for me. I mean, it's really dangerous, especially if Trump continues to unleash a lot of invective towards Muslims and immigrants and refugees. I mean, that's a very harsh explanation of what is at the root cause of the challenges that many people face economically.
And Peter, I only have a second, but when he yelled in debate again and again, law and order, law and order, law and order, what do you think he meant by that?
Well, what he means by that is my way or the highway. You know, he wants to escalate, stop and frisk, and he basically, you know, would have a total law and order approach, one that our community policing advocates and our police chiefs who know the importance of developing good relationships with people in the community, Trump would reject that. You know, where we've had some success is when the police leadership and the police force develops a trusting relationship. People want to be relying on their police. It's really reassuring. So the challenges we have right now, I think, have to be addressed with a long-term commitment to developing that relationship, and that takes some give and take in the community and also among our police forces.
Congressman Peter Welch is Democrat in Vermont. He's the only congressman in all of Vermont. He's been in office a long time now, since 2007. Peter, when we come back the next time, let's talk about some other things.
Okay, thank you.